This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
410-583-1057 is the number. Talking NBA playoffs at 645. What did you expect from the Pittsburgh Pirates this year, Cordell?
You know, I didn't know because they were one of those teams last year that at times they got hot. They had the hot flashes. O'Neal Cruz having some miraculous games for them. So I didn't really have expectations. Paul Skeens coming off of a great rookie year last year, starts in the All-Star game for the National League. Or should have. Yeah. Should have, I should say.
Well, he did, but he should have.
Yeah. I mean, that dude, I think, really made people wonder what could the Pirates be. So coming into this year, him, Mitch Keller, guys like that at the top of their rotation, I thought they'd be solid. I didn't expect that they'd go on end up losing 10 of 11 here recently and moving on from their manager in May.
Well, neither did the ownership. That's why they moved on from the manager. And I bring that up because their expectations, I don't think, were nearly as high as the Orioles.
No.
But yet they made a move in May.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that we're better than this. I don't know how good we are, but we're better than this. And maybe it's not your fault, Derek Shelton, but we've got to make a change. You said something earlier. You said a different voice.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be your fault, but you need a different voice. Do you think we'll ever get to the point? Well, what would have to happen for that to take place here in Baltimore, in your opinion? Because I think it takes almost an act of Congress right now, to be honest with you, for that. And I'm not suggesting that it should. I think you need to do something with the hitting instructor, coaches. That's my opinion. And get somebody from the outside. Don't promote somebody from within. But what did it take, in your opinion, for it to be hired?
Well, first let me say, I agree with you on the hitting coaches. And I've done a lot of research into this here recently. It seems like there are just too many cooks in the kitchen these days. If you talk to...
With us or baseball in general?
With the Orioles,
yeah, okay.
But also in baseball in general. It seems like a lot of takes that I'm reading from longtime hitting coaches, they feel like in this new age, day and game, with analytics being analytically driven, anybody that's picked up a baseball bat feels like they know how to hit. So now what you have is the average tenure for a hitting coach these days is less than 2.5 years. So it's continuous movement, and you're getting a lot of different voices thrown into the pot. So I think you think of some of the old great hitters that weren't oblivious to having slumps as well, but
right.
they were kind of more self-reliant. They
got
kind of tasked to get out of it on their own.
Somebody just picked up Brett Boone. Was it the Mariners? The Rangers. The Rangers just picked up Brett Boone. He's a guy now, you insert your steroid jokes because he was a guy who was on it, but he's a former major league hitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's also a lot of cooks in the kitchen in terms of doing something as simple as making lineups.
Yes. Yes.
No, it's just not what it used to be. And you bring up a great point. I mean, you fired a manager, but the next guy in has to do the same philosophy that the last guy does.
Exactly.
So how important is the manager? 410-583-1057. Let's go to Parkville and get Eli. Good morning to you, Eli.
Good morning, fellas. I mean, y'all right about a lot of things, but let's be real. Are the Pirates really serious?
No, they're not. That's my point. Their expectations weren't as high as us, and yet they fired the manager.
All right, another point. Can we please get rid of the analytics with the lineups? Also, I watched two games out of the three series. I feel like the Twins had some home cooking on some of the calls that they were getting.
That play at the plate yesterday was ridiculous. Even after the replay, yeah, Eli, come on, man. He's safe. Mm-hmm. He's safe.
I mean, they had a few calls. I was like, I don't know. That might be home cooking right there. So, I mean, we'll test it out tonight. Y'all take it easy. Have a good Friday.
You too, man.
Appreciate it. I mean, somebody called into our show last night talking about them getting hosed on some of the calls, and that's there. That's a part of the game. I'm not giving the umpires a pass or anything like that. I'm just saying, even if the Orioles were winning, there would be times to where they're getting hosed on calls. It just makes it even worse now that they can't win anything, they can't hit, and they're struggling to score.
And they're getting bad calls.
I mean, it's been bad. The Orioles haven't won a road series yet. It's now six straight series where the Orioles have lost at least one game by five or more runs. They're getting spanked on a daily basis.
They're 13-23. Good officiating will make them 23-13.
Minus 69-point differential. Yeah, I mean, that's the worst in the American League, second worst in majors behind the Rockies, who's got their starting pitcher at the podium crying last night after getting knocked around. I mean, it's so to answer your question of like where it needs to go before something drastic like what happened in Pittsburgh happens here, I think they just got to keep going in the road that they're going right now because they're getting progressively worse. On Baseball Savant, there's a graph that shows the run differential throughout the year. Rob, this isn't great for radio, yeah, but look at can see it's a nosedive right now. The last 16 games.
That's my baseball. That's
been terrible.
That along with Baseball Reference are my two baseball Bibles. And I have not looked at Baseball Savant, Cordell, in 4 days. You know why?
It's nothing good
to
look at.
It's nothing good to look at. It's absolutely depressing right now. Let's take one more. My man Lou in Edgewood. Lou.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday to everybody.
Happy Friday to you, too.
Hey, listen, who would we make a manager change to? I mean, like, if we was to let go Hyde, who's out there for us possibly to get? And I have another question. In Norfolk, when the Tides were winning, it was just a few seasons ago. I think they were close to winning the AAA championship or something like that a couple of years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was the manager then for them, guys?
I'm telling you, if they make a managerial change, Lou, in my opinion, it's either going to be Buck Britton or Robinson Chirinos. It's going to be one of those guys.
And let me ask you, something like B.J. Surhoff or Adam Jones or one of the Orioles from the past that really know baseball really well, any chance of them guys coming back and managing? I mean,
I know Adam doesn't want to manage. I think I could say that.
I mean, we can't. He's already got a job with those.
I don't think B.J. would want to manage, but I bet he would be the hitting coach. You talk about guys who know how to hit and know how to articulate how to hit. He lives in Baltimore.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.